Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show. Look who's back.
Hi.
Looky here.
With a voice.
What happened?
Okay, so let me just tell you, 10 out of 10, recommend a steroid shot in the butt. It is like the cure-all fixer.
Even if you don't need it, or?
I would say if you need it. I don't think urgent care would have jabbed me if I didn't need it. My son is back in preschool, and any parent knows if you have a child in school, or if you have a child in daycare, you're basically paying for a new virus every single week. And Jimmy had gotten a snotty nose, and I had gotten a snotty nose, but I woke up yesterday morning and had like no voice, which I assume, but I am no doctor, that it was just from the drainage because I was so snotty. But no offense to you guys, wasn't worried. You know, obviously I was worried about y'all, so I wasn't going to come in studio and bring my germs. Mainly because we have a huge event for Burt's Big Adventure, our nonprofit, tonight. And I wasn't about to be hanging around a bunch of kids with chronic and terminal illness with potentially the plague.
So those kind of wise decisions that have put you on the board of Burt's Big Adventure.
Thank you. Yeah, and as chairwoman of the board, highly irresponsible for me not to do something or to go and potentially get people sick. I knew I didn't have the flu. I knew I didn't have strep. I've had those before. I know what it feels like. I wasn't like on, you know, I didn't feel bad. It was just neck up, congestion, snot. And then I was like, well, COVID's on the rise.
Mm-hmm.
So I was taking no chances. Bart was busy. So Jimmy and I packed up. We went to urgent care because I was like, eh, you already got a snotty nose. What does it matter? And nicest doctor ever. He looked at it. He's like, you're negative for COVID. You're negative for strep. You're negative for flu. You just got some bacterial funk. So there really isn't anything they can give me to cure it, but we can manage the symptoms. Because I explained to him, I got a big event tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. We'll be around a lot of immunocompromised kids. And I, you know, obviously want to be as precautious as possible. So he gave me a cough syrup for night. That way I could wake up with a voice this morning. I have cough pills so I don't cough during the show. I got an antibiotic and I also got another steroid. So let's do this.
Man, you're going to be like Schwarzenegger by 10 o'clock this morning with all the roids in you.
Yeah, I know, right? However, steroids do not let you sleep.
Oh, really? You're up all night?
Well, I mean, it just took forever to fall asleep, but they keep you jacked. Yeah. So I'm over here like, all right, let's do this.
So you're not getting a fight with Kristen today. No, this ain't the temperature. Her temper is like, this.
Because I have at least, it's given me a percentage of a hope of winning.
All right, let's see how delirious you are, because yes. After our photo shoot, you think somebody in here should be a model.
No, I really, really honestly do, and I was not sick then or on medicine. So we just had our Burt Show photo shoot this past weekend. We have the most incredible hair and makeup team, but we don't even, take that out of the equation. We have a good-looking staff, for the most part. We really do.
I agree.
Yes.
Well, who's the other part?
No.
For the most. Yeah. Who comprises the not most?
Let me say, we have a really good looking staff for radio.
For sure. There you go.
And, you know, as I'm looking around the room and watching people take pictures and taking selfies with people, and, you know, shout out to J. Gold Salon and shout out to Makeup Envy, who just like crushed it. There was one person, and you know, there's those people who, like, you look at them and they're like, they're beautiful or they're handsome. And then there's people who are striking. Like, you're just like, this person is next level. Why aren't you a model? And that person was at our photo shoot on Sunday. Just as far as like hair, eyes, smile, all of it. And I'm like, why have you not gotten representation so you can like do some modeling gigs? And that person is Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She looked amazing.
Like, Katie, your skin is perfection. Your eyes, your smile, your hair. Like, I want to know why you do not have representation and you don't try to get some, like, modeling gigs. Because I can 100% see it.
Modeling could be your Shawshank Redemption sewer.
Out of the Burt Show?
Yeah. This is like your sewer tube to get out of here and be free.
Well, first of all, thank you. That is a huge compliment coming from you. But I've just never thought about that. My mom tried to do that when I was like 5 and get me into modeling, but I never crossed my mind at all. I'm like, in my head, I see it as I'm not photogenic. So
you are very photogenic.
You definitely are.
You really are.
I think not to take away from Katie either. I agree with Katie, and I think Cassie should also.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And you too, Abby. And you too, Krista.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, I think you. Yeah, I absolutely see where she's coming from.
Yeah,
it's something that I would be open to.
Would you like? I feel like we need to do a little research and find, because I know we're in a big city and there's no doubt, I think there's opportunity here. I really, I mean, if it's something you want to do, if you don't, then don't pursue something that you don't want to do. I really feel like we could like pick up a catalog and there's Katie.
Yep.
I would definitely be open to it. It's just always been like my own insecurities that I feel like have held me back from doing something like that.
You got to have that thick skin. You know what I would really like to do? And I've been wanting to do this for a couple of days now. There are only really two professions where people can be totally brutally honest about your looks in the harshest way, and you're not allowed to be offended by it. Plastic surgeons and casting directors. I would love to take calls from people who just had the meanest, well, not mean. I mean, that's their
honest
job. Honest, right? The honest things that they have to say to you in casting or a plastic surgeon. Because that's the only dude and or the only woman in the world that can look at you and go, oh, my God, you got the nose of a pig.
I don't think they would say it like that.
They're very brutally honest, and you're like, oh, okay, can you fix that? Thank you. Thank you for the input. I really appreciate it. But I agree with her.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, you got to be my agent.
Okay.
Kristen, I'm going to need your help if we're going to do this.
I'll be your agent. We're going to start searching online for companies in the area. And like I do, I feel like we could pull up our Instagram and there's an ad and there's Katie's face.
Thank you.
That would be dope.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. You gonna do it?
You gonna do it?
Yeah.
All right,
I'm gonna go for it.
That's the push you needed, girl.
The Burt Show.